All right, it's now time for She Speaks right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, brought to you the kind compliments of our friends over at Dermalogix and, of course, Bank of St. Lucia, and not forgetting Courts. One thing I love about being in St. Lucia, we are exposed to so many people from all over the world. So I'm glad to introduce to our listening public this morning, Miss Agnes Sevenok Amos. Did I pronounce the last name right? I tried my best to make sure I researched it.
I'm really impressed.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. As long as I got it right, I'm happy. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're originally from, because I know we have so much to talk about, including your products and what you're doing in St. Lucia currently. But let's take it way back. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Way back.
I don't usually get to tell about way back, but I'm actually the first generation of refugees from the Soviet Union that immigrated to the U.S. in the 80s. So back when the wall was still up, I was born in the Soviet Union, and my parents saw the U.S. as the place to go for religious freedom. There was a lot in the Soviet Union going on, and they saw the U.S. as the land of opportunity. So I don't get to speak much Russian in St. Lucia, but Russian is my first language. So I grew up in Chicago, though, so most people won't know it.
What age did you move over to the U.S., though?
6 months.
At 6 months. All right. So I guess...
Yeah, but there's a huge community of Russian-speaking families in Chicago and the U.S. in general. So I learned Russian there.
Okay.
But it was beautiful growing up in the family of refugees, because I learned hard work. I learned you don't get anything for free. Mm. My dad was very, very hardworking, built, a construction company from the ground up. He used to stand on the side of the road with a sign, before cell phones. He got the first Nokia cell phone in like 1989.
Wow.
It was this big.
That's what they call it, the phone booth.
It was called the brick.
Yeah, the brick. That's right.
So that kind of fueled my desire to do business in general.
Definitely.
And I'm one of those really, really lucky women who has a husband who is so supportive. And so I got to see my dad as an entrepreneur in business. And a lot of that was ingrained in me. And then when I met my husband, our very first conversation, I told him that I wanted to be a famous singer because I also sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me and he said, "Okay, Agnes, well, what if that doesn't work?" Nobody had ever asked me that before.
Wow.
And so I realized that I thought I was going to be, the next big thing. I thought I was going to be Mariah Carey. And my husband was like, maybe you should do something that brings money in while you're waiting to be famous. Yeah. So that was kind of a little bit of a wake-up call, where you're talking to somebody who actually cares about what you're doing with your life.
Mm.
And then we started dating after that, because he asked all the right questions.
He asked all the right questions. Again, let's talk about, being raised in a hardworking, your Russian family, and of course coming over from the Soviet Union. We have this image or preconceived cliche, so to say, of Russians being hardworking, very, very hardworking, and vodka drinkers. But that's like, of course, just a stupid cliche. How is it moving over to the Caribbean? How are you able to adjust, and why St. Lucia?
Oh my goodness. That was really random, actually, because my husband is from the UK.
Okay.
I am a US citizen, and there's not many places so he can only spend a certain amount of time in the US. I can only spend a certain amount of time in Europe. And so we were literally looking for somewhere where we could live together without having to get like each other's passports. And the Caribbean is so welcoming. And so we came here kind of as like a trial period. It was mm-hmm. June of 2016. It was actually right after those elections that we moved. And it was funny witnessing these elections this time around.
Right.
And so we came here on a little bit of a trial period thinking, okay, well, if this island that neither of us had ever heard of, if this island doesn't pan out, you know, we'll try the Bahamas or wherever. We just love the beach. We love living on the ocean. And oh my gosh, St. Lucia won so hard. The people here, from the, some of the very first people I've met, I'm still friends with them. And they've taught me a slower pace of life to focus on way more important things. I had my daughter here at Tapion.
Right, right.
It just kind of turned us into the kind of people that we've always wanted to be. My husband and I both quit smoking. We kind of transitioned from like 20-year-olds to parents and 30-year-olds, you know?
I definitely understand.
Yes. And it's been such a beautiful transition. And actually one of the very, very first friends I ever made, Roberta Polius, is the one who turned me on to She Speaks.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate her. Definitely. You made a very interesting point, and I always like to ask that because, you know, we Caribbean people, we always tend to migrate to the U.S. or to Europe or to faster-paced countries in search of a better life. And here you are saying that you came to the Caribbean to slow things down a bit. Why? Like, that's the question we'd ask. Why slow down?
I have a life motto. And my husband and I have it. And it's, I want to live a life that I never have to take a vacation from. And we figured out a way to work where we live instead of living where we work. And a lot of my family and friends, especially when lockdown happened, they realized that where they lived was not where they actually loved to be. And I would much rather figure out, okay, I'm going to do this with work, I'm going to do this with work, but this is where I live, this is where I want to be, so I'm going to figure out how to work here as well. And so that, my husband just needs good Wi-Fi to work. And so St. Lucia does have that, you know, hit or miss, but we have our Wi-Fi. And I was able to start a skincare company here. And for us, it's like, when we go away, it's because we miss 24-hour pharmacies or something like that. It's because we miss, you know, a drive-through McDonald's. It's not because we miss the beach or relaxing. We get that every single weekend. So relaxing and slowing down, I feel like, is a higher priority than convenience and a faster pace, a drive-through life. I'm not a big fan of that. So when I miss it, we go away. When we have island fever, you know, we go for a week or two.
Makes sense. And you come right back.
Love to live here. Yeah, we come back to the Rock every time, and we're so glad to be here.
That's amazing. Yeah. Let's talk about something that you mentioned earlier on. I don't think that you probably thought I would not go back to it. You said you originally wanted to become a singer. What about that dream? Have you just left it to pursue other things? Or is it just like, I'm not sure anymore?
Honestly, I have done like every karaoke on the island. because I played, sang with Boo Hinkson the other night.
Nice.
He's one of the first people I met on the island as well. Mm-hmm. But I love music and singing as long as I don't have to figure out the money around it. Like, as long as I don't have to do, like, the paid gigs. Because then it kind of takes the fun out of it for me.
Wow. Different. That's different.
And I did do it for a while, and I have so much respect for people who do the gigs. I feel like they have the hardest work ethic. Absolutely. They do in 2 or 3 hours. They have to have the energy and the focus to do in 2 or 3 hours what the rest of us do in 8 hours, you know? So I have a lot of respect for that. I still love to sing. If anybody, you know, throws a record deal at me, sure, I'll do it. I can sing. Homegirl can sing, you know? But it's more so just I don't really have the energy or time to pursue it.
Yeah.
Where other things, I kind of see an easier outlet, and I'm a little bit more passionate about those things right now at this point in my life.
Especially throughout the course of the interview so far, I'm getting this kind of energy and vibe and aura of just enjoying life, and money is not necessarily the most important thing, and the peace of mind. That's the kind of energy I'm getting radiating off of you, which is pretty cool. You also, while being on island, you said you had a daughter. What was that transition like into parenthood for you and your husband too?
Oh my, we grew up fast. You grow up fast once your decisions don't just affect you,
mm-hmm.
you know? Once you have a kid, even, you know, going out for drinks at night, all you're thinking is, what? I have to wake up and there's going to be somebody there.
Yep.
And it's not just going to be me. Mm-hmm. There's going to be another human relying on me to make them their food, relying on me to, you know, help her live. So mm-hmm. you think a lot less selfishly. You become a lot more aware of everything that's going on around you. So, you know, where it used to be, we could just live with the cash in the bank, you know? But now it's like, oh, well, what if she needs a new school uniform? What if she needs, you know, to, I don't know, you just start thinking so much less about just you.
Yeah.
And even having a spouse, you do think about the other person, but, you know, they're not relying on you to survive the right. way this little human is. Mm-hmm. So it's like all in one. You give birth to somebody and then you're their hero. So you can't, like you have to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And the pressure is on you to be almost perfect.
Yeah.
And I mean, it must be challenging because, you know, normally when you have a family, starting a family, especially your first, you always have the support of your mother, your other family members to kind of help you grow so that you could probably focus on, you know, your career. How difficult was that for you, you know, being on an island with no family or formal family, so to say? How were you able to do that?
I had family visiting, but yeah, it is different. I can honestly say that the people we've met here have become our local family. Mm. The communities that we've been introduced to, even like the Montessori school that my daughter goes to, it really is like the teachers are so incredible. The way that women on the island are so beautiful at helping each other. Again, going back to Roberta, she taught me a lot about being a mom. She's a breast cancer survivor, mm-hmm. has two kids. Her kids are like brilliant, you know, and I try to glean as much as I can from her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess one of the things that I think is really, really important in having your family around is not to, and it's been the biggest blessing, but also the most difficult thing for me. It's finding your own legs, finding your own support system, even if you don't have family. I always have my family there. We're in our family chats all the time. Mm-hmm. Emotional support is there. But I've had to kind of create my own schedule, bring people into my life that I know are going to support me. So you become kind of like a manager, you know, of your house, a manager so that you're not running around like a headless chicken, kind of like a manager, you know, of your house, a manager so that you're not running around like a headless chicken, you know, trying to figure everything out on your own. Mm. But this island is so giving. This island is so amazing with the networks. And that was, you know, later we'll go into the event, but one of the most beautiful things I've also learned through the business, but also just through being a mom on the island, is how much women need each other.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm going to say women because we're on a show called She Speaks.
Yeah, I just happen to be co-hosting.
In general, how much we need each other. And I think we all learned it during lockdown. Like, oh my gosh, we can't, nobody can do anything on their own. No business is going to succeed. No family is going to succeed. by, you know, pretending to be the best and not needing anybody. We're like this, and we all need each other. And so I think, you know, moms supporting moms, I have so many WhatsApp groups where it's almost like a family, but my family is still in the U.S. But I definitely don't feel like I'm alone at all, not even for a moment.
That's amazing. And, you know, very, very interesting point about, you know, women working together to make it work and creating that community, even if you're not physically near each other. But, you know, using the technology to make things happen, that's pretty amazing. You're also, of course, most importantly, a wife, mother, business owner. Oh, my goodness. That must be like, when do you sleep? When do you get your own personal time? Like, because I know that must be tremendously difficult.
Definitely. Definitely is. All I can say is the weekend was created for a reason. I never really respected the weekend as much as I do as when my daughter became a toddler. And I realized, like, the time that, you know, you have your week schedule, you have your, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this. But then the importance of unplugging and reconnecting and recharging on the weekend, even if you live on a vacation destination island that is so gorgeous and I drive by the beach every day. The importance of finding those days where you're not going to check your Instagram, you're not going to, you know, give energy into your work so that then come Monday, you're 100% again.
Even you say that, and even from me as an entrepreneur myself, it's like, how do you unplug? Like, how is that even possible to unplug? Like, I listen, because you could be going down to the beach. I bet you go down to the beach or something, and you see a coconut, or you see some aloe, and you're like, how can I use that in my product? You see, that smile says it all. So I know. So seriously, so what do you do to unplug? Personally, what do you do?
Honestly, I think the biggest thing is moving your phone away from your hand, closing your laptop. And it's not even so much what's going on, you know. It could be raining outside. You may not even go outside. But, you know, you put your phone in your room and you're present. So your family is there. You play a board game or you build a fort in the middle of the house. I don't know what it is there. But you're all there. And it's not, you know, one person is on their phone, another person is playing on their tablet.
Yeah.
This person is making food. It's like you've all decided to unplug. Because your kids are always going to know how to unplug. If you're there, your kid is going to be there, you know? If you're building a fort in the middle of the house, you're not going to have to beg your kid to get off their tablet. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, we're building a fort. I'm so up for this, you know? So, yeah, for us, it's not even so much what we do. Most of the time we're at the beach, and this weekend has been hard beach weekend.
I know that. Yes.
Lots of sunscreen. My gosh.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Now, let's talk about how you started your business. And like, let me say, your social media presence is amazing because you've seen it all over the place.
If you've
not seen it. And it's only like as I was doing the flyer for today's presentation, I was like, no talks. So I was like, wait, does that mean it's like non-toxic? Was that the meaning behind it? I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong or right, because I just figured it out this morning, actually. So tell me a little bit more about the company and how it started.
So going back to that first conversation my husband and I had, he said, Agnes, do you have a plan B if you don't become the next Mariah Carey? And I went, oh my gosh, I don't. And so then we moved to St. Lucia and he went, hey, this is your chance to start a plan B. What do you want to do? And I literally had a little think and I was like, well, you know what? I really like skincare. I love collecting it. And we got to St. Lucia and I started looking for natural skincare that I could use. And it was very difficult to find. There were so many beautiful ingredients, but I was like, shoot, why don't I start a skincare company? So it literally started me mixing salt, lemon, turmeric, and honey in a jar, calling that lemonade. That was our first product. And then, you know, and then I partnered up with Dr. Gale. But the very beginning of it was just my husband saying, why don't you start something? I'll support it, you know, do something to so that you're not just, you know, sitting on the beach and not doing anything all day. Because I was kind of, you know, the first 4 weeks in St. Lucia, I had nothing to do. I wasn't a mom yet. Mm. I was just, you know, 25, living life, enjoying it. But that's fine for 4 weeks. But then you really, really want to do something.
Mm.
And gosh, the response we got was incredible. You know, in the beginning, I thought that I was going to start the company and base it in the U.S. And then when I started doing my little pop-ups at, you know, JQ Mall, Baywalk Mall upstairs, the girls, I mean, the stories I started hearing about how the products had changed people's lives, seeing girls come in with, like, skin issues that I knew how to help just because I have skincare knowledge because I have I don't know what the memory is called, but I mm-hmm. remember everything an esthetician has ever told me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember everything I've learned in biology. I have like very, very good recollection. And so I would talk to girls and just, you know, 15, 20 minutes goes by and I'm talking to this one girl who has horrible acne scars and I give her, you know, two simple things to do and I see her next month at the pop-up and she looks like a completely different person. And this happened time and time again, over and over again. And I realized that it was just, it is about the skincare, but it's also about listening to people's stories, knowing that you could be the simple key, you know, that you could be, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Still there.
Yeah, you're still
there. Yeah, I'm still
there. Oh, okay. Like, it's over.
Yeah, just focusing on you.
No worries. And with talking to these girls, I realized that sometimes they just need a voice mm-hmm. To be heard, to know that, you know what, I'm still beautiful, even though I have scars. I'm still beautiful, even though I'm struggling with my skin. And that's the premise of the company. That we have natural skincare to help your skin be more beautiful, not to fix you or, you know, not, oh, this is bad skin, this is good skin. I don't believe in the terms bad and good. I don't believe in the terms right and wrong. I believe in healthy. We're here to make skin healthier. And we don't need the toxins to do it. You know, the island has such gorgeous ingredients, coconut oil, aloe, turmeric, moringa, seaweed, sea moss, all these like super rich mineral ingredients that once you start using them, it's like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Your skin is going to respond because, yeah, it's amazing.
Almost 5 years later, did you expect the company to be where it is now? And also, are you satisfied with the growth? What would you change or what would you do differently? These are like three questions in one.
Okay. One, I definitely wasn't expecting it. I don't even know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting to be so embraced by the island. And I wasn't expecting to get so many skin stories. I wasn't expecting to be so touched by the customers that I've had over the years. And they've become some of my best friends. And I think the only thing that I would do differently is partner up with local businesses even earlier on. It's something that I think everybody has learned a bit better since lockdown. But I mean, it's something that to the core of my being, and maybe it's because I come from a refugee family where we all stuck together. And, you know, it wasn't like competing against each other. We always worked for the same company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We always brought, you know, everything to the table and worked together. And that's one of the things that I think on the island is something that I have seen really, really blossom in the last year, is that companies that maybe thought they were each other's competition are now realizing, oh my gosh, there's enough people here for all of us. Oops, sorry, that's my husband.
That's all right.
Saying there's enough business for all of us.
No problem. So while she goes to get the phone, we just want to thank you for locking on to Radio Caribbean International. Of course, brought to you the kind compliments of Dermalogix, Bank of St. Lucia, and our other sponsor, Quartz. We're talking with Agnes, who's giving us a little bit of a background of how she came to St. Lucia and also about her skincare company, Notox. I'm quite familiar if you are popular on, if you on social media. It's a brand that we see very, very regularly, a wide range of skincare products. It's a very interesting interview. Like I was earlier saying, if you're just joining us, she was just giving us a background story of how she came to St. Lucia, the adjusting to the Caribbean way of life. So she just stepped away for 2 seconds to get a call. So when she comes back, she will give us a little bit more details as to her company. She got disconnected. So unfortunately, she got disconnected. We'll probably try touching base with her in a little bit. But of course, that's She Speaks right here on Radio Caribbean International. Brought to you the kind compliments of Dermalogix, our friends over at Bank of St. Lucia, and also Quartz.
She Speaks.
At RCI, we recognize the importance of creating a platform to focus on women and highlight their achievements with the aim of inspiring all members of society.
She Speaks. Aired every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Only on RCI. This is the Caribbean Sound. Radio Caribbean International. Number one.
So we're able to transfer the interview over to the to the telephone. Yes, I've got Agnes on just to close off. We were talking about some of the things about people meshing together, all the ladies meshing together to unify their businesses. Even they realize they might be in the same industry, but there is enough people around to continue. That's where we left off. So I don't know if you want to continue along that that area.
Yeah, Ron. I think it's probably one of my favorite things to talk about in general in business is that when we stick together, we make a bigger impact. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that we're launching Selfie Social. Absolutely. One of the top reasons. It's an event this Saturday, August 7th at JQ Mall. And it's really just a handful of local female-owned businesses, female-run, and we're just creating an experience to bounce off of each other's successes. You know, we all sell separately. We sell different things. We make different things with our hands. So we're going to have Inside Out there. They're going to be furnishing the space. Gourmet Shack is going to be doing little vegan bites. Island Wax is bringing candles. Planet Stiletto is going to be doing makeup clips. Patricia Lee is selling crystals and lotions. Cherish Olivia Cakes is going to bring cupcakes. And It's Alive, the fermenters, are going to have some fermented goods. And we're going to have skincare there. And you know, we could all do our own separate things, but why don't we come together and bounce off each other's, you know, what we've done, our followings. Yeah. So everybody who's following me may not know that Patricia Lee also sells great body lotions. She makes great crystals. And that's a way for me to bring her customers, all the while everybody she brings in may not know anything about no-tox skin, you know?
Right.
And it's something that I think on the island, as we grow, as we learn this principle, I think that a lot of the commerce is going to come back to the people instead of going to the people who are importing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily need so many imports. We could, with our hands, employ the local people here a lot more. We could make so much more from what we have on the island instead of constantly bringing things in from, you know, other countries that don't need the money nearly as much as we do,
I like that.
Nearly as much as our people here do. And like I said, especially with lockdown, gosh, we learned it hard. We learned to stick together. In the small things, we saw so many businesses close down, so many amazing mm-hmm. restaurants, so many amazing clothing outlets, kids' stores. I saw so many shut down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how many more are going to have to shut down, you know? Why don't we stick together, help each other out? And I think everybody wins that way.
Definitely. So give us the time and location once again of that pop-up shop.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday, August 7th. 2 to 7 p.m. at JQ Mall. It's an empty lot right next to the yoga studio. We're going to have balloons. You definitely won't be able to miss us. And if you have any questions, that's all on our Instagram. You'll see the event, and there's going to be a huge giveaway, complimentary prosecco when you walk in, just kind of like a great vibe for customers as well.
Very well said. Now, Agnes, to close the interview, two things I want to do. You early on in the interview, you gave your mantra. I would like you to repeat that because a lot of people need to hear that, and it's definitely true. And I think a lot of people actually learned that during the entire lockdown, but I think you need to reiterate that. And finally, after that, what advice would you give to women listening right now?
Yes, Ron, I actually love that you asked for the mantra. It's live a life that you never need a vacation from. And for women listening, that's what I would say. You know, set up your life, set up the people around you so that you don't need a break from them. If you need a break from somebody, you know, reconsider whether it's worth having them in your life. Mm-hmm. If you constantly need to get away from something, maybe it's time to reconsider the things that you are surrounding yourself with, mm-hmm. the people, the things you give your time to. If they're not investing back in your life, then they're taking away. And we don't have that much to give, you know? So, yeah, live a life that you never, ever need a vacation from.
Okay. Very well said. I love that. Well, Agnes, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on She Speaks. Well said. I love your story. Very inspiring, I hope, to the ladies listening this morning. And I know that I'll be getting messages and people will tell me definitely how much they were inspired by this. Please, once again, just allow people to get your social media handles if they want to follow you or reach out to you for skincare or just maybe some advice.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. It's No-Tox Skin on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and our website is notoxgirls.com. You'll usually be able to find us. Maybe we'll tag you guys in something on Instagram, yes. Or you guys can tag us on our handle.
No problem.
No-Tox, N-O-T-O-X, Skin.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Agnes. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Radio Caribbean International. And I guess we'll see you on Saturday at the pop-up shop, indeed.
Yes. Thank you, Ron. It has been a delight. Sorry about the little Wi-Fi mishap, but I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being with us on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, She Speaks, brought to you the kind compliments of Bank of St. Lucia Courts and Dermalogix.